golfing, scrapbooking, sewing, fishing, hunting, listening to music, gardening, jogging, driving, visiting, playing games, and sleeping. You may be asking, what kind of an introduction is that, John? Well, that is a short list of how some may escape the cares of this world. So what is weighing you down? Is it your job, health, family, possibly even your own commitments? What is your escape? Was it listed in the opening? Is it something else? Let's look at the Bible and see what it says about an escape from this world. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 7. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves in the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Looking at that passage, first the idea from it is, don't think you can solve all your own problems. Be humble enough to look to others for guidance and advice. The thought being that they probably have been there and done that. The second, and absolutely the more important idea is this. We need to give all our cares and all our worries to God, being humble to him who can take all our cares away. Are your thoughts keeping you up at night? Pray about it. Do you have a big decision? What can you do? You can pray about it. Are you going into a sticky situation? You also can pray about it. You can pray about anything. There's a hymn that many may be thinking about when you hear these words. And the words of the first verse of that hymn go like this. It says, whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. Remember, James 5, verse 16 says this, that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And when you go back to the hymn, it says, God answers prayer in the morning, God answers prayer at noon, God answers prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. Thank God for prayer. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.